Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Cleese's a local. Gary, it's been terrible. I'm going to do a bit more on this tomorrow and Thursday, just how dry the whole state is and how these terrible fires have hit parts of New South Wales in the second week of September. Good morning.
You're right. I mean, I live at Ballina on the coast there, and I've never seen Ballina. It was just full of smoke yesterday, but there is a big fire at Yamba, and we're getting a lot of smoke coming from the Tenterfield fire. But I tell you what, it's dry, Andrew. I went to Moree on Father's Day, and from Inverell to Moree, I'll be honest, I never saw one blade of green grass. I don't know what cattle are eating. I think they're eating dirt. They're in desperate need out there. It's just shocking. And yeah, we want rain. But we want rain to go, not where I live in Ballina. We can get 4 inches at any time, but we want rain to go out west and to help those farmers and everyone along and help these firefighters, because they're doing a magnificent job at the moment.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As I say, the second week of September, and we're already emphasising just how dry. Anyway, we'll do more on it on Racing HQ tomorrow and Thursday. All right, mate, Grafton, 12.55 the first there on this good four. In the first, number 10, Beyond Desires, the favourite at $1.90 now. Four, Patriot Missile at $5.50, along with number six, There's Always One. And number two, Dr. Mayhem, is at $10.
Yeah, I reckon the market's got it right. I'm 10.463. I'm with the evens here, and I'm with the 10 Beyond Desire. Really nice mare, lightly raced mare from the Matt Dunn yard, and she hit the line hard at the Gold Coast 1,200 metres when beaten 0.2 of a length. Two winners have already come out of it, and she went to Moolambar on Cup Day at a first go at 15.30. And look, he was probably a victim of circumstances, Glenn Collison, and in a beautiful posse leaving the 800 metre mark, and one flushed him out at the 700. And he probably got on his bike a lot sooner than what he wanted, but she chipped away, fast over, beat her a length. But she's a really nice mare. I think the beauty about her today, Andrew, that she gets to a big circuit, big rangy type of mare that'll be suited well. Poor Patriot Missile, he's been around the mark. He's been placed two out of his last three. Those two placings have both been here at Grafton. And what I like about him, Steve Lee hasn't run in for nearly 22 days. He's not over big horse. He's a light frame type of horse. So that little bit of a three-week break between runs will do him the world of good. There's Always One. Look, he's just finding it awfully hard to win. He's had 27 starts and he's placed seven. And you would have thought he was home here 10 days ago, but Caprice grabbed him right on the line. But he's super fit, and there is a maiden in him. And I'm giving Three Months on Soldier a chance. He's been placed two out of his last three at the Gold Coast. He did go at a pretty strong race there 24 days ago when running fifth behind Rolling Rain. And he has been placed at 17.10 before. But I think she's a real improver, this little mare, lightly raced mare. 10.4, 6.3. So I'm with the evens in race one.
Righto, so 10 on top there in race number one. Race two, a shorty here for Matt Dunn again. Number two, Royal Factor, is now $1.60. Five, Bell Academy at $7.50. Six, Ceremonial Prince, tightening a little bit, 19, 12, and now back out to $13. Grisario number seven is a $7 chance. 10, Lake of Boom, is at 10, and the bottom one, See Your Seven, is at $9.50. Gary?
Yeah, I'm 2.57. Sorry, I'm with the split here, and I'm with the two Royal Factor. Now, he only had the one go. I saw him trial before he debuted up, and he debuted up in October 2018 in a maiden at Ipswich. Now, he was beaten 2.3 lengths. Five winners have come out of the race, and there was eight runners in the race, so it was a pretty strong maiden. And that he gave him a long break. He brought him back, and he trialled him up at the Gold Coast. He had a soft time in winning the trial. And then he went to Moolambar on Moolambar Cup Day. He was meeting horses like horses that had won three and four races. Now, he led, and he led easy, and he gave himself a good kick down the running, and he got that trial out of the way. A nice little horse. I got him pushing to the front here, and I think he'll take a lot of beating. By Bell Academy has only had the one start. He's a three-year-old by Bell Esprit, and he debuted up really good at Taree on Cup Day. He was 3-4 wide the trip. He was still there at the 100-metre mark, and that early effort just told on him. So you would think today he's stripped a little bit fitter and he gets a little bit better gait than what he did on debut. Graziano from the Jenny Graham stable, he had one start back in March, had a long break. He's had one trial back running third in a Kempsey trial where he led and he wasn't knocked around down the running. He was beaten three lengths, but that margin could have been a lot closer. Entry Kitchen. I've got to watch on him. Sterling Oslin's got him, and his first start for Sterling. Now, he did trial him at Muswellbrook the other day, and he got a long way out of his ground in the trial, and he was ridden out in the trial when running third, but he found the line pretty good late, so he'll probably improve off that trial. On with the split, 2573 for me in race two, Andrew.
Righto, to race three, the Sweet Sisters Boutique Fillies and Mare's Maiden. One's in the market here currently at tab. Number one, Sir Lena, an $8 chance. Two, Lonnie Lonnie at $3.90. Three, Penny Rosa at $4.40. Four, Savannah Jeune at $7.50. Five, Sneaky Gal is tightening, 19 into 13 over the last hour. Number five. Number eight, Crystal Gaz is at $15. And down to 11, Jackpot Telephone, $8.50, along with number 13, Play School. Gary, it's also $8.50.
Yeah, good maiden, two on, 3-2, 11-13. On with the split, and on with the three-year Penny Racer. Now, look, she trialled here, and she trialled enormous. Just a lovely big mare. Unfortunately, she went to Lismore. She got the job done. She hit the line strong to win, and she was disqualified when weighing in light. But just a really nice mare. And in a smart yard, this man had horses in Victoria for a long time. He hadn't trained for 10 years. He bought a couple of horses, and he first starter, that was 15 days ago, to go to the races after 10 years, and she gets the money and loses it in the stewards' room. But anyhow, that's the way it goes, but I reckon she can get out of maiden company today. To Lonnie Lonnie, look, he's a massive, or she's a massive watch here. She resumes in a new yard, 10 and a half months. She hasn't been to the trials. She only had three starts last preparation at Kembla Grange, and you look at the winners that have come out of it, nine winners out of those last two races. So they were very strong maidens. 11, Jackpot Telephone, she's doing a good job. She draws a good gate here today. I just see that he's taken a lot of gear off her, Alan Keogh. She's had a habit of doing things wrong, but most of the gear comes off her today. And I've got a massive watch on the 13 Play School, the former Victorian from the Brett Dobson Yard, coming at a very strong maidens in Victoria. No trials in a very astute yard. So I'd have a massive watch around her. With the split, 3-2, 11-13, race three.
A really competitive maiden by the sounds of that form. To race four, the Gateway at Grafton over the 22.20. Number one, Wing Poet here, currently at $2.70. Two, Real Time Warrior at $4. Three, Catch Me Latar at $4.80. How do you pronounce that one, Gary?
M. Shelkey,
number four, thank you, at $8. At five goes, I thought I'd better call for help. Number seven, Missy Musketeer at $12. Nine, Wonderful Thing at $10. And that about tells the market of the main ones, as I say, Wonderful Thing at $10. Up the top, Wing Poets, the current favourites.
Yeah, well, these toppies hold it here. 3-1-2-4, and I'm with the odds here. And I'm in the witness three, Catch Me Later. I mean, if you look at his last two runs, Andrew, he's been to Saturday Company in Metropolitan Company at Eagle Farm in a 75 rating, beaten five lengths and six lengths. Like, probably the only question mark I've got with him, the more you look at his form, his best form's been on a little bit of given the track. But he has one on top of the ground, and he can stay. I just like his last couple of runs in tough grade. No knocks Wing Poet at the top. He's just going good. He's been in the money his last five. It just said he creeps from the 57 to the 61, so he's got a 4 kilo weight rise going to 2220, but that's not a worry with him. Real Time Warrior, he's a better horse over a trip. They took him to Lismore at 15-16, and that'd just top him off for a race like this, and he is a two times winner. And I love the run of M. Shelkey. She had a first go at a bit of a trip at Moorloombarra on Cup Day. She got back to last and found the line late, beaten 1.9. So she'll derive a little bit of benefit from that run over a trip. 3-1-2-4, I'm with the odds here. Three on top.
3-1-2-4. I'm just getting some news here, Gary, regarding our leading jockey, Hugh Bowman. I mentioned back in our news hour between 9 and 10 that he'd injured a finger at track work this morning and went to hospital for a scan. He's definitely got a broken finger. At this stage, he won't be riding. He's hoping to be back on Saturday week, where he would have a number of key rides, particularly Osborne Bulls in the short. So that's not a definite, but Hugh Bowman has definitely broken a finger in that incident this morning at track work and won't ride until at least Saturday week. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that story. To race five, a class three, number one Exclusive, now at $2.60 and has tightened up a little bit this morning. Number two, My Song at $8. Four, Fabini at $5.50. Five, Tokyo Bullet at $6. Number six, At Wit's End at $3.70. And again, just tightening up a little bit. Eight Net Effect at 14, and they are the main ones in the market here. Gary, what are your thoughts in race five?
Yeah, I'm 6154. I'm with the Splitty. I like Matt Wheat's end. I think he's good value. One thing about him, Andrew, he absolutely loves it here. He's only won the three, and they've all been here. He's had 14 goes, placed a couple. He's winning the class three here, beating our boy Ben, was good 10 days ago. Now, he had 57.5 in a class three, and you'll see him in a class three here today, dropping 2.5 kilos. So he's beautifully weighted, this horse. One exclusive. He's a smart horse. He's a good horse, and he's a good horse here, and he knows him really good, McGowan. He goes from the 60 kilos to the 62. So at Wheat's End meets him nearly 7 kilos the better. Five Tokyo Bullet, he draws a lovely gate, and there's nothing wrong with his last couple of runs at Gunnedah and Kempsey. And Fabini, look, he's a bit of a hard act to follow. If he runs up to his run 2 runs ago when running third there behind Alpine Dancer at Doomben, beating 2.9, he could easily beat these. But he was a little bit disappointing at Lismore, but he can do that on occasion. So, but I'm with the Split, 6154 in race five.
To race six, the movie's out or out shortly. Ride Like a Girl, open handicap over the 1610 metres. And number two, Art Attack. Now, we had no scratchings here, so Art Attack here opened at 11 this morning, is now at $8.50. Number two there for Jenny Graham. Number three, Editors, drifting out to $4.80. 4 O'Driscoll, drifting out to $7. 5 I'll Miss You is at $13. 6 Prima Stella at $18. 7 Mr. Smarty currently at $5.50. Opened at $6.50 this morning. Katamara L, number 8, is at $5. 10 Party Host is at $8. So just a couple being supported there, Art Attack and O'Driscoll.
Well, I'm 8327. I'm with the Split here, and I'm with the Katamara L. I think he's the big key here from the good gate. Good trainer, Lindsay Hatch, and he's had 3 runs back. He has run off his legs first up getting to the line. They took him to 1,600 metres second up, and his condition blew out. Now, he went to the Gold Coast on a Saturday Metro meeting, beating 2.3. He's a dead set dry tracker. He's a good 1,600 metre horse, and he draws a gate here today. I like him. Three editors. You'll get a lovely run from the gate with little Emily Atkinson on. And you only got to go back to his Gunnedah Cup run, where I thought he was a little bit unlucky, and he wasn't disgraced over the Coffs Harbour Cup Carnival. 2 Art Attack. 2 runs back now. He steps to the mile. That'll suit him. He got a long way out of his ground in that Ivan Livermore and Don Hopkins Cup there at Taree behind Tarbert, beaten 4.2. And Tarbert's come out to run second in Sydney last Saturday. And 7 goes in here, Mr. Smarty. Tough customer. He'll get across from a very awkward alley. 8-3, 2-7, but with the Split at the moment.
Okay, so 8-3, 2-7 there. The second last, race 7. Number 2, Ragnar here, is currently at $5.50 after opening at $6 this morning. Number 3, Kid Galahad, is at $10. Down to 5, My Belly Button at $7.50. 6, Spirit of Cherokee, it's a mover this morning. $3.30 now, $2.90, number 6. 7, Tiz Toby at $7. Number 8, First Time Lucky, started double figures at 11 this morning, now at $8, number 8. And right down to the bottom here. No, the market is clear there with the scratching of number 18 here. Gary?
Yeah, 6725. I'm with the Split. I'm with Spirit of Cherokee. Look, I'll say one thing. He's not an easy horse to ride. You just got to time your run to perfection on him. And 1,000 metres was probably too short for him. He hit the line in Goodyear 22 days ago, beaten 1.4 when running third. McGurran's on him. He don't get any better jock, and he draws the gate. He's just got to hide him away and just time his run to perfection. 7 Tiz Toby, he's doing a really, really good job, this little horse. He just didn't quite run out the 1,400 metres when pressure was put on him down the back. But what I like about him, getting back here to the 12.06 on his home track, he'll get across from that wide gate. 2 Ragnar, he did a good job at the Sunshine Coast to win for Mary Ann Brosnan. Jake Bayless is here again to ride him. He got held up from the 500 to the 350. He had to fight hard for the win, but had he got clear running earlier, that margin would have been a lot better. I got a big watch on the 5, My Belly Button here. Resumes from the Lindsay Hatch stable. He normally doesn't trial, but this fella is coming out of really strong races last preparation. So I watch on the 5, 6725 with the Split in race 7.
Righto. The last bell flyer for the Kosciuszko. Will he get another chance to defend that crown with the draw now out? In this race, number 1, Ministry of Fear, currently at $10. Number 3, Sylvester at $4.80. 4 Dexter Dutton out to $14. Zeopititus at $5.50, number 5. 7 Friends of Wren at $16. 9 Purple Cup at $6.50. It's been a mover in from $8 this morning. Campari Soda, number 10, at $9.50. Number 13, Nakoni Lass at $6.50. And they're the main ones in the market here. Gary, how do you see the last?
Yeah, well, talking about Bellflyer, one of the tickets where we've drawn from the South Grafton area. So
yeah.
It might be a local, so they might just take the local here. But I'm
The Walker's Mariner Hotel.
Hey, interesting. So they might stick with it. Oh, look, he's got to have a go. He's got to have a go because he's the defending champion. But 3.10.72. Look, I'm with the split here. I'm with this horse here, Sylvester. He's an absolute cracker. Ben Aaron's got him at Bow Desert, and he just give Merge. He give Merge a touch up there 2 runs ago when he won at Lismore. Now, forget him at Moranbah. He drew 1 gate. He was squeezed up getting to the first turn. He just didn't have any luck. If they let him roll like they did at Lismore. And I mean, prior to that, he'd run third in a 62 rating behind Fame of Liberty at the Sunshine Coast, and they run a tad over 58. So I think he'll take some beating if he gets his own way. Campari Soda, I love the way he found the line first up from an awkward gate in an unsuitable race over 1,000, straight up to the 1,100 metres, or suiting. 7 Friends are in. She was 4 and 3 and 4 wide the trip at the Gold Coast. A smart mare, and a run ended there last start. I reckon she'll strip a lot fitter, and her only win was on this track. And 2 Crooked Jet, look, he had no luck last start, but that's him. You've got to go back and ride him cold, and if there is plenty of toe up in front, that'll suit him down to the ground. 3.10.72, but with the split here in the last, Andrew.
Righto, so they're the tips for the 8 races. Have you got a standout, Bess?
No, I like race 2, number 2, Royal Factor, but he's short, they've taken him on, but both his trials have been good, and that Moranbah trial was terrific, and I love this mare to win here today. Race 3, number 3, Penny Rose, so she deserves a win, and just unfortunate what happened to her at Lismore, but she does her work here, and she has trialled and trialled good. So race 2, number 2, race 3, number 3. Quaddy numbers will go 6, 1 and 5 in the first leg. 8.3.27 in the second leg, 6.7.2 in the third leg, and just wide in that last leg. That might be a trick race, 3.10.72, Andrew, but just that wind blowing, but other than that, nice fine conditions and tracks in really good order.
All right, we'll get the latest a little while later with Anthony Collins as well from Grafton, the first at 5 to 1. Have a good day there, Gary.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.